Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Let's get into the word. Romans 1:20. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Meaning nobody at the end of time will say, I didn't know that God exists. He does exist. And everything He has done on the earth points to Him. Are we together? Let's sing the TBT rendition. Let's read together. One to go. The invisible. Yes, it leaves even the atheist without excuse. Hallelujah. Because God is saying everything in this world points to me. If you understand anything in this world, science, anything that exists in this world, it points to me. If you understand it. Meaning if you don't understand it, you will not know me. And that's why one of the greatest scientists says, a little science takes you far from God, but more science makes you to understand God. It brings you closer to God. And that's why the Bible also says, a fool is the one that says, there is no God. Because if you truly are wise and understand nature and everything happening upon the face of the earth, you will know that God truly what? Exists. You know, one time I taught you about God with pig. Can you remember? Interestingly, pig. I taught you about God with pig. You shall trample upon what? And they shall by no means what? Why? Because of the anointing you have. The oil in pig is too much. No poison can kill pig. So imagine you can tell God's quality from what? Characteristics from what? Why did God create pig the way He created pig? Huh? To show forth His glory. Don't stop. You know, some people in the US this morning, I was watching news and they were like, you know, they banned Sharia law. I didn't know it was existing in the US. Where people know what they are doing, such laws cannot exist. You know, so when Trump, you know, and he said they should not be entering the country for now, not that he's their enemy. You know, some of you hate Trump. How many of you hate Trump? Say amen. All right, the eyes have it. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he said he doesn't want them to exist, to be coming to his country for now. To protect, as a leader, you have to do what you have to do. Are we together? To protect your people. And when they banned the law, they were angry and they were protesting in the US. Those guys can be funny. And one of them was threatening that they should not sell pig, else they will start a riot. He said they shouldn't sell pig. If they see pork meat anywhere, they will start a fight. I mean, what impetus... You don't eat pork. You don't want everybody to eat pork. In a civilized world. Something is wrong somewhere. You know, one time, but somebody told me, he said, there's no Prophet Muhammad in the Bible. I said, there is. The Bible says, in the last days, false prophets shall arise. There is. The Lord give you understanding. So, you see, we understand what is happening. We understand. I mean, I saw somebody today. That's why I tell some of you looking for encounters. Satan will encounter you. You are in the greatest encounter. You are full of the Holy Ghost. Don't you get it? Say, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Major God, not mini God. These are my sunesis. These are the things I say every day. You can't be full of the Holy Ghost and be doing like you're dead. You are finished. I mean, you don't even laugh. Like now, you are not smiling in church. I say I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Yet you say my own don't finish you. How dare you? Full of the Holy Ghost, yet you haven't pity face. You want people to know you are suffering. Say, how is Nigeria? My brother. And you are full of the Holy Ghost. Can never be in trouble full of the Holy Spirit. Never. Isn't many are the afflictions of the righteous? Don't stop there. Emotional people like problems. Many are the affliction of the righteous. Many are, the Bible says, many are the afflictions. They say, but the Lord shall deliver. In the Old Testament, right? That's why it said in the Old Testament. It was David that said so. He didn't witness the life of the new creation. The Bible says, you've been delivered. It was a promise in the Old Testament. We shall be delivered from the afflictions of the righteous. But David was in the Old Testament. But Paul spoke to us, glory to God. He said, you've been delivered from the kingdom. Delivered. Delivered from the kingdom of darkness. You are not going to be delivered. Are you delivered? Say, I've been delivered. Look interested. You know when you see spark, there's a reaction. So I'm sparked up. Yes, I'm sparked up. Your eye will be like this. You are, as if you took something. You took Holy Ghost. You are ready for life. Never in trouble. You know, we heard a case and my wife was saying, Pastor Simon, blah, 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 blah. I said, have we lost? She said, no, no, sir. No, sir. I said, then behave like we didn't lose anything. I said to her, while we're talking, she said, this thing, I said, I don't know, but I don't have any fear. And I have peace. The Bible calls this peace. Peace beyond human understanding. No reason to suggest peace. No evidence to suggest peace. Yet there's peace. Peace beyond understanding. You know already that all things are yours. You know eventually everything will be fine. Don't look like you are finished. Stop it. Satan comes and looked at you and said, oh, we got her. Not because it's a manifestation, but because you look finished. It's what we call faith reaction. And we have fear reaction too. And fear is faith in the opposite direction. Fear is faith towards Satan's ability. Bible calls fear a snare. I don't fear failure. I can't fail. If it seems like I'm failing, watch the end. It justifies what you are saying right now. I can never fail in my life. It's settled. These things are settled from the beginning. God gives you the blueprint and says, live life. He said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word. The Word. And this Word became the light. The Word is became the light. And the light became what? The life of men. The Word is light. Light became life. Or how anyhow they put it. Life translates to light, isn't it? The Word is our life, which is Christ Jesus. And Christ, who is our life, is our standard light. In fact, when he came, he said, I'm the true light. Meaning there are different suggestions of how you should live life. But he said, I'm the true life. The true light, I mean. The true light. Not any false prophet. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. You must learn to live in the glory realm. Listen, don't live with a consciousness of Nigeria's problem. Why, such a time and season that it's very difficult to be in faith if you look at the situations. You'll be wondering, will I be able to make it financially safe in this country? You can. Joseph made it in a land that he knew nobody. A land he was a slave. He became the first, second in command after the king. The king said, only when we just talk sometime, he suggests. But anything Joseph say without coming back to me, take it. Joseph became, his words became a law. Laws in Egypt. He was a stranger. Sold into slavery into the land. Do you understand? But he had something in his DNA. He's born of God and has what? Overcome the world. By default. The Bible says you are born of God. He said, beloved, you are born of God. And you have overcome. He did not say you will overcome. Say, I have overcome. Don't speak like loser. Shout, I've overcome. He said, you have overcome. You are not going to overcome. So if you have not overcome yet, keep on saying you will overcome, because you will. Except you have overcome, the story has not finished. The blueprint says you will overcome. You have overcome. So you will overcome. You are born of God. And the reason why you overcome the world is because the greater one lives in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is of the world. Joseph became number two, after the king. The king said, you are in charge of everything. Stop looking at Nigeria's problem. The problem is so much. We thought it would be better when the next administration will come after the last one, but it seems to be coming worse. The things happening in Nigeria now, they are so painful that we don't know what to do about it. We begin to laugh about it. Nigerians are blessed people. I tell you, I don't think any country has this kind of resilience in human beings. You look at all the wickedness and the atrocities happening. We are turning the next thing is the next night of a thousand laughs. They'll act it. People will now laugh about it. We are strong people. That's why I believe that Nigeria will bounce back. Because we are too strong. Some of you don't believe it. I say I believe Nigeria will bounce back. You know, you see people talking about Nigeria. I say, you believe in this country? Say yes. I have been believing. Now I'm going to die soon. I don't think. You know, you see some old men when you are protesting. They say, stop it. You are wasting your time. Have you heard old people talk like that? So why are you wasting your time? Just sit down. Anything that comes to you, collect. They are very sure it will not change. They saw the days of it not changing when they were young till they grew up, and now they were wondering why you are protesting. You know, yesterday I saw they were celebrating, they were trying to celebrate the people who died during ENSAS. And I was just meditating and wondering. People actually died protesting for their rights. The country is still okay. And while they were protesting, they wanted to protest another protest. The government was threatening them, pouring them tear gas, wounding some of them, arresting some of them. What a country! Hallelujah to Jesus. So if you keep on looking at the problem, you must be caught up in the glory. Get caught up. Get caught up in the glory. Are you listening to me? That's our emphasis for the season. Get caught up. Caught up in the glory. There are exciting realities in scriptures. Mighty realities in scriptures. Beyond understanding God's wisdom in the aspect of, you know, finance, business, and etc. I'm talking about his ability to cause you to translocate like he did with Philip. Was it Philip? And the eunuch. You know, some of you don't know such a thing exists in the Bible. Do you know it exists in the Bible? The first day I read it, I was shocked. He was talking, the Lord told him, I wish we can come to those days. Are you people here tonight? You know, sometimes people say, go back. There's no need to go back. What made those days happen is available today. You know, I heard somebody speaking and he said, stop fasting, all of you, stop. You can never, nobody can ever have the mantle of Apostle Babalola. Nobody can ever have the mantle of Archbishop Benson, that was our blessed me. Nobody can ever, just live your life. Those people were potters. We cannot, we can just have a measure. They were systems. And I smiled. Do you agree with that, people of God? Do you agree with that? Jesus said, greater things than this. He said, if you believe in me, the things that I do, you shall do. Somebody say, he said his sins. What has he done? What have people done? You know, don't forget about what people have done. How about you? Eyes have not seen, the Bible said. Ears have not heard. It has not entered into the heart of men what the Lord has prepared for what? And he said, if you love me, what will happen? You will keep my commandment. How many of you love the Lord tonight? You will hold on to his word. If you hold on to the word, to his word, then eyes will not see truly. You will manifest that scripture. Just hold on to the word. Then all of a sudden, eyes have not seen will be like, whoo, what is this? Hold on to the word yet. When he says it, let it become your meditation. If you don't think it, you will not see it. You must think it enough. The Bible did not say for those that know the word of the Lord. The Bible did not say those that heard the word of the Lord, they shall be like trees planted by a riverside. No, 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 no. He said they that meditate. Continuous thinking. I tell you on Sunday, your heart, your mind is more like a projector. It's what you want your heart to think it to think. Whatsoever is good, nice, glorious. Many of you end up in the reality of stupid thoughts in your heart, you cost it. And that's what the Bible said. You can subject every thought that seems to raise itself above the knowledge of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. You can subject. That's how you fight spiritualities. Principalities and powers. He said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to pulling down strongholds in the realm of the spirit. They don't come physically. They come through ideologies. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? A demon you think is so mighty can never subject you unless he uses a lie. He will first send a lie, a signal of a lie in your heart. When you believe that lie, then he put his leg on your neck. He's in charge of you. But when you distort that lie because of the knowledge of God, if you don't have what it takes to distort the lie, you will not distort the lie. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you tell me I'm a girl and I never knew who I was, I'll believe. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But when you have the true knowledge about yourself, alright, and somebody tells you a false knowledge about yourself, you will debunk that knowledge because you already have the true knowledge. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So you see, when Satan lies to you about your identity, alright, and you believe it about yourself, and you believe it, then he has mastery over you. He has authority over you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But we know ourselves. Miles Monroe said the greatest crisis on the earth is identity crisis. It's not any crisis you are seeing, no, it's identity crisis. You know why they are Boko Harams? They don't know who they are. They don't know they are God's image and likeness. You are thinking the greatest crisis is Boko Haram. Even Christian genocide. But I tell you, the people killing, they don't even know who they are. Just like Paul. Paul never imagined that he would be an apostle. But when God hit him, he became an apostle. There are some apostles killing Christians. Identity crisis. Why is that guy fornicating around? He thinks he's a big boy. He sits with his friends. Oh boy, this is the 125th lady. I'm a big boy and they do like this. Identity crisis. Why is the lady, always trying to, why will a lady see a young man because he doesn't have a car? Get out, you foolish. Don't talk to me now. Identity crisis. You don't know who you are. If you know who you are, you'll be nice to everybody. You'll be nice to everybody. Why is a lady looking for a rich man to marry? Identity crisis. She thinks she's poor. She's looking for an escape route. Identity crisis. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes, identity crisis. Hallelujah to Jesus. Why are you sad if they talk to you sometimes? If you say, see the way he spoke to me, see the way blah, 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 identity crisis. That's why we have what we call the fruit of the Spirit. One time God was speaking to me, he said some powerful truth to me. He said, you don't win my victory, you don't win my battles with. He said, if you use your own fruit, I will leave you to fight. He said, you win in my own kind of fight with my fruits. It's called the fruit of the Spirit. We don't win with shouting. We win with patience. We don't win with anger. We win with patience, with love and kindness. That's how we win. It's the greatest kind of defense. When people are being wicked and you are kind and gentle, you are being still to know that he is God. To show to them that he is God. Why is he so kind? I mean, this sin. In fact, if they are wise, they will begin to think. But most of them will not think. they will end up talking like their master, Satan. If I had known. Remember, Jesus never reacted. The Bible says he was like a sheep to his slaughter. A sheep, he was the one carrying himself and entering the trouble. Only one question. When it came to kingship, Pilate said, they say you are the king of the Jews. Is it true? He said, you said so too. Wow, Jesus was a wonderful person. he said, are you the king of the Jews? He said, you just said so. Hallelujah to Jesus. One time they were looking for him to kill. Glory to God. He was marinating with the word. You know what it means to marinate? You listening to scriptures, probably with, let me give you a practical way. Listening to scriptures with some wonderful melody like this. You're just listening to the Bible. And Jesus was just meditating, thinking about the word of God. And they said they are looking for him. So he came out of that glory and went outside. They said, who is the blah, blah, blah? He said, I am. And when he said, I am, the glory pushed them back. And they fell. But see how Satan can be terrible. Satan is very stubborn. They still stood up and came. Who again? He said, I am. Another one happened. So when they spoke for a while, they wanted to arrest him. Philip now removed somebody's ear. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And there's something you can learn here. Say, I can remove somebody's head for Prophet Simon. That's not the end of it. You have to know God for yourself. Because you see, if you have a bad heart, eventually, you will be the one to kill Prophet Simon. After Peter removed somebody's ear, he betrayed Jesus. Not once, not twice, three times. Say, I don't know him. As always, we see you with him. I don't know him. Jesus was by the side of him. Then the Bible said the third time when he did, Jesus said, their eye just jammed with Jesus. He ran for his life, started crying. You know, he was making mouth. Jesus said, I will be betrayed and I'll die. Blah, blah, blah. He said, God forbid! God forbid! May mount! We did here. Not if it happened, Jesus. I'm a son of Prophet Simon. I'm a daughter of Prophet Simon. Daughter of Prophet Simon, some of them are giving us problems now. Hallelujah to Jesus. Serious problem. Some have cried there and knelt down. I want to take over my prophet. See, I said that testimony, I cried. He still was checking his food. Why? Why is it that Prophet Simon does not get, he does not look impressed? Why? One time years ago, a young man came to me on campus. He said, sir, let's send us. You have taught us too much. Send us. I said, to where? He said, sir, for instance, I can leave school and go to Jos if you want me to go. I said, you will leave school? He said, yes, sir. For the kingdom. Just command me, sir. Please command me. I said, no, finish school before I command you. Of course, I didn't want to enter trouble. I said, finish school. Before he finished school. It was a woman that took him away. A damsel, yes. He wanted the damsel. Prophet now said, you are too young for that. Finish school. He wanted just, I say, finish school. Hey, no problem. Now he wanted the damsel. She said, what? Finish school. Sister, no, we have grown. Is it sad? Prophet Simon used to see us like small, small children too much. We have grown. We are men. We can do things. He said, the Lord told me. I said, I understand the Lord told you. Finish school. Sister, before we finish, they'll carry him. You know, there are some young men like that. They want to catch before somebody fails them to catch. If it's your wife, just take your time. Although you don't take your time too much like that too. Let me put a balance. Because there's a way you take your time that the sister too will just take her time and move. Move. Take your time by the Spirit. Some of you now that I'm talking that you are saying yes, you are taking your time too much. go and marry. And he couldn't take it. He got offended. He said, we didn't give him the wife of his youth. And you see, I'm not moved by spiritual encounters. So he came to me one night after church. He said, sir! I said, yes, my son. He said, sir, I saw a flower. Shebi, you told me to pray. I said, yes. Concerning the lady, I say yes. You know, when I want to help you, let me be factual with some of you. If I tell you to go and pray three times, don't come back the third time. You come the first and prophet, she's the one. I say, go and pray. Just be counting it. You come after a month or two. Some that will feel used to come after 1 week. That one, if I say go and pray, don't come back again. Because one of the fruit of the Spirit is patience. Now as I'm teaching and you want to learn the code, you still miss it. So I've confused you. So he came back. If he come back, now he came back after 1 week. Say, sir. I said, go and pray again. Say, sir, you told me to pray the first time. I went there, sir. I saw something. I said, what did you see? Say, I saw a flower. I said, okay. He said, and the flower simply means new beginning, new relationship. What? Where is the connection? Listen, people of God, please listen to me. Some people have problem. The kind of problem they have, we don't understand it. This scene in the spirit has confused a lot of people. What is I see flower? It means new relationship. Let me tell you another one. Are you hearing?
Yes, sir.
One saw communion. A reverend gave her communion. She said it is proof that that's her husband. I said, I don't hear. If I had allowed that one now, the Lord give you understanding. Don't worry, you understand all these stories one day. One day they will come out, they will have boldness to come and testify and say, that story is me that prophet was talking about. Say communion. Say the Lord said I should take communion. When I took, then the Lord told me two of us were common in union. Do you understand? So I said, no problem. The thing shocked me till I say, I don't hear you. Why do I live in the house? I say, you know the way your mouth will be open. The young man came and said, I'm an apostle. She's an apostress. Something like that. I looked at them. You know, if you allow young people, they will destroy themselves. Oh, you don't want to even imagine the person I'm talking about. Things like that happen. I told the young man, I said, how does this one connect to new relationship? He said, sir, that was the interpretation God gave me. I said, please, you not enter the relationship in this church. I said, you see that lady? Go back and go and be praying. In fact, I didn't say go and pray. I said, go and be praying. Because this one, God needs to help you. Then he got offended. That's somebody that wants to go to church. I started work. So that's why Jesus was not moved. When Peter was saying, I will kill anybody for your sake, I said, calm down, Peter. You can only love me because I have first loved you. Don't be claiming you love me. Understand my love for you. God does not need any of your effort. Are you listening to me? That's how it is for ministry. You don't train people to love you as a pastor. You are training people to remember. No. Teach them God. If they love God, they'll love the person that taught them God. It's as simple as that. People that get to know God through you will never forget you. Just the way I can never forget Prophet Kobus. It's not possible. I said, I told, after I was praying, I said, Lord, the best person I want to see in heaven is Prophet Kobus. I said, let's come and meet you together. That's how much I love him. Somebody say, you did not say God. I've seen God. I know somebody just said that in their mind. You did not even say if you get to heaven, you want to see God. The Bible says, with open faces, beholding us as a mirror, beholding the glory of the Lord. We are being transformed from the glory of the old to the glory of the new. We are seeing God as we read the Bible. Because as I said, I have seen God. Some people say, what do you mean, sir? What is his skin color? The world is his skin color. You know, some people don't have that impetus. 1 John 3, for instance, and 6. We were saying something, I have not forgotten. We'll go back there. 1 John 3, 6. Let's read together. Everybody read. Who is on that screen? Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whoever abides in him does not what? Whoever what? Now the context is that God doesn't want anybody in sin. And he's saying that now he said, I will come, you know, Gabriel's message to Mary. He said she will give birth to a child, Jesus, and will come and save the people from what? Their sins. Now, mark that, their sins. He will come and save them from their sins. But the Bible is showing us they are God in him, that it is through his word. And when we get to abide in him, or have seen him, or have known him, then we will not continue in our sin. So he wants to save us from sin, but there's a way it must work. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You got to abide in his word, alright? Or to have seen him, which is reciprocal to still what? Knowing him. Powerful. I know some people look confused now, but it's powerful. So let's leave the abide and just major on the seen nor known. It said, whoever has neither seen nor whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Meaning, if you have seen him or known him, you can't sin. That's how he has saved you from sin. You have to know him to stop sin. Can you know God? Now you see the voice is reducing. Can you know God? All right, you want to stop sin? You know God wants you to stop sin? Are you supposed to know God? Can we know him?
Yes, sir.
Is it possible to know him?
Yes, sir.
Is it possible to see him?
Yes, sir.
If you must stop sin, you have to see him or what? Know him. And he wants you to stop sin. He has come to save the people from what? He doesn't need to tell you that I want you to know me or see me. Because if he wants to solve the sin's problem, which is through knowing or seeing him or abiding in him, then if we must stop sin, we must know him or see him. Know is reciprocal to seeing. They can substitute each other. Are we together? How many of you are living above sin? Shout glory.
Glory!
How many of you have seen him? The hands are getting fewer. Some people fear God. They don't reverence him. God is not your father or mother that flog you and will chouse you, will slap you, give you a uppercut. That when you hear the horn of their car, you're like, no. That's not God. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. You know that song? Who am I that you are mindful of me? That you love me? Sing it. All right. Some people never know songs. Sing. Let me hear these people. Oh, I am a friend of. Sing it, be excited.
I am a friend of.
He calls me friend. I am a friend of God.
I am a friend of God. Friend of God, he calls me friend.
Amen. Another song says, you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. For you are perfect in all of your ways. You're perfect in all of your ways. To me. Do you believe what you are singing? It's a good father. Not like our early father, some, not all. That when you hear the horn, boom, everybody sits straight. God is a kind, good father. See what he said about our early father. For everybody that thinks the early father is a saint, see what God calls your father. He said, if your early father were evil in their nature, oh my God, can give you bread and not stone, when you ask for bread, say, why will I? It's like, don't compare your father with me. He said, because I created your father. He's not insulting your father. He's a good father. Listen, not trying to cause trouble. That is why sometimes when your father tells you don't marry him, and God tells you marry him, marry him. The voices are few now. If he's God, your father will like him in the future. The end will justify the beginning. And if you are sure he's the one, if he has not allowed yet, you can be praying. Because he will finally what? Allow. Why? Because it's God's choice. Only God's love is fully genuine. And people that know him afterwards. Sometimes your parents can tell you to get married because of what you will get. You are more like collateral. It is very possible. It happens. Don't we watch it in Hollywood? Yes, huh? Yes, I was telling some young man, I said, no, if anybody doesn't want to marry you, move on. Don't cry. Don't beg. Don't be stupid. That's what I'm trying to say. How can you be crying that they refuse to marry you? Are you stupid? You go to hell for that kind of behavior. Move on. Say, I don't like you. You don't have money. Move on. Thank God. You will see another final one. Just be going. They are not yet born, oh. But your wife is already born, oh. They've born your wife. Say, I don't like. Oh gosh, you stink. I don't like you. You don't have Gucci, Gabbana, this one. No problem, oh. No problem. Move. Low self-esteem is, why are you doing this to me? Do you know I really love you? I'm feeling embarrassed already as I'm saying this kind of thing. Yeah, yeah. I mean it. Oh, Juliana, please now. Yay! You cried. Move. The one you see in the front, you not thank God. You need to thank God. Thank God I don't look that one two times. In fact, the lady said, we'll admire your wife in the future. Say, hey, thank God he left me for the best. They'll not say it. Ladies, some of them may not say it till they die. But they will have it in their hearts. No self-esteem. No. They didn't allow you to come in. They say you are not qualified. No problem. Go and create your own clique. You are the light of the world. One time I was talking to a lady, she said, they are mocking me, sir. They say blah blah blah. I say, and you are crying, why? She said, because of the terrible things they are saying. I said, you are the light of the world. I started describing her from scriptures, and she went back smiling. I said, go and create your own cliques. And if you don't find anybody like you, be the only clique. They will come. You want to join a clique? God is a good father. Are you listening to me? Very good father. He wants you to know him. That's the point I'm trying to make. You can know him. How many of you know the word of God? Do you believe the Bible? You believe the word of God is God? Huh? You believe? Where is this lady looking at? Look at me. Look into my eyes. You. Eyeballs to eyeballs. Maintain eye contact. Some of you, just these 2 seconds were talking. You can lose, you can forget. You would not catch some revelation. You know, Betty was looking at, she was in like this. Me, I watch everybody I'm teaching on. Better be looking at me because I'll be talking to you. If I'm talking to you and not looking at me, I'll call your attention. Are you hearing me? Like I did for this lady the other time. What's your name? Be looking into my eyes. Yeah? As I'm teaching you. As I believe you're understanding me. When I'm teaching, sometimes Allah will be looking at that side. Yes. Be looking into my eyes. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Into. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes. So is it God wants you to know Him? Say, I can know God. That's the only way not to continue in sin. Know Him. Are you listening to me? God is not ambiguous like some religious folks are trying to make Him look. He's not ambiguous. All these people emphasizing encounters, like I was trying to say, I saw in the news this morning, not, was it news necessarily? On Facebook timeline, somebody said, my story, just scrolling through Facebook, and they said the guy had an encounter, and Muhammad appeared to him, and told him to preach Islam. And I said, he said that's why he converted. He was a Christian. He converted because he was encountered in a vision. And I said, this is a problem. You see people in church, young people, they are praying for encounters. People, listen to me. Forget about big stomach or somebody doing their head one kind like the Holy Ghost is bending it. Forget all those things. I can play funk as I'm teaching you and the anointing is very, very hot. There was one time I said they should be playing me funk. Bum, 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 bum. And I'm teaching. It's the way you train yourself. We are trained to believe that strings carry the presence of God. And because of how you think, I have to say they should play strings. Because if I was teaching and they are playing funk, bum, 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 some people will be like, which kind of demonic atmosphere is this? There is no demon. It's the way they have trained their minds. Look at the Bible. Jesus was a very nice, sweet human being. Wonderful human being. Never this spirit, Coco. We never saw a time the Bible said, and Jesus appeared and said, who is blind? Everybody shift. Then he did his hand like this and started moving his leg. We never saw a part of scripture like that. Anybody has ever seen? Anything strange. Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. I like that guy. He was just shouting. They said, keep reduce your voice. You are disturbing your God. Jesus! Son of David! Have mercy on me! And Jesus heard him amidst the crowd. Somebody wants a change. You want a change in your life. You are taking it easy in church. Taking it easy. See, if I shout, he will not be impressed. What is his impression giving you? Do you understand? See, the way I'm praying now, she will not feel me. You know, I'm trying my best for her. I know, see the kind of wives we are getting married to in our church. See Pastor Peter. With all the craziness he's doing, see the kind of beautiful woman he's married. It's not by all those. Be yourself in church. You want to pray, open your leg. Take the right. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Push up. Paraku kapelia. Doing all this. He shouted at the top of his voice. And Jesus then I said, shift. I heard one voice. That voice, that's a sound of desperation. He wants a change. Shift. Where is that? There's a way you really want it that the anointing. Jesus has not changed you. That same Jesus that went to somebody that was shouting. Is he the same? He's in this service. Listen, there's a way you talk to yourself that in this service you will ask who touched me. Get what I'm trying to say. There's a way you talk to yourself. Did you catch what I'm trying to say? The Bible said the woman talked to herself. She spoke to herself. She said to herself, if I can touch. You just sit there in the service. This service is my service. Then we see the evidence. Because he said, where two or three are gathered, he He's what?
Here.
How many of you know God is here?
Here.
He can't be waste. God cannot keep put on, see us here and say, even if the greatest sinner is here, God is here.
Yes.
And he's here to touch every part, every hunger in your heart. Any hunger. You know, many people think the preacher controls the sermon. It's a lie. It's a lie. The preacher does not control the sermon. It's the people's hunger that controls the sermon. You see somebody after to say, Kai, prophet spoke to me. The other one is like, what did he say actually? The hunger. The expectation. And Jesus stand and say, who touched me? Bible said, the disciples said, for a moment, they were wondering, is everything okay with our Lord? The many people hitting him, he's saying, who touched me? A special touch. He said, for somebody touched me now and I felt virtue. And guess something? You see, one beautiful thing in church is for those who are hungry and in faith, is that when you touch Jesus, only you and him will know. You know what I'm trying to say? As I'm talking and somebody knows I'm talking directly to him. I don't know how you get what I'm trying to say. Amidst the plenty people, she was not afraid. She said, sir, I was the one that touched you. It was not this kind of touch. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? From the heart. And Jesus came to him. The Bible said, the emphasis, Jesus is not all this spirit cuckoo. He laid his hands, the eyes were open. Somebody asked him before that time, the deliverance ministries. He said, who's Barash? No, that's not the word I'm looking for. Let's try to get that word. Hey, there's a woman that said that word to me that got me laughing after she left. She's related to Mama T. Oh my God, what the heck? I've forgotten. There's this word. Is it something about the bloodline? There's a way she called it. Foundation. They were just talking about, we're just discussing a normal this and how somebody meets an opportunity. Foundation. It's foundation. Just stop there. It's foundation. Foundation. I just looked at my wife. My wife looked at me and just said, Pastor Simon, don't talk anything. No. It's in law. Don't preach here. Don't preach for in law. I wanted to start preaching to her. Foundation. Our chief cornerstone. That chief cornerstone was not in Otukpo, was not planted in Vandikia. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Jesus is our word. It's our foundation. You can't have this thing and been taking that pattern, the family pattern. They asked Jesus, they said to Jesus, who sinned that this man became blind? Not just became blind, was born blind. If somebody should have sinned in the family, there should be a foundation problem. Jesus says, spare me that. We don't care about the source of the problem. Because the one that can bring every problem to an end is God Almighty. So he's like, even if there's a problem in your life, forget about the source. Just give God an opportunity to take glory for himself. You see that? So when he laid hands, the eyes opened, he said, glory to God. That was all. If you remember on Sunday, a demon wanted to speak to me. If you remember, I did not engage in conversation. Did you even notice it? Some people were waiting for me to put mic and say, okay, where are you from? Am I stupid? I don't have that time. Talk to the demon. No! Check out. Immediately she said it when I blew the Holy Ghost on her. In my 18th vision. When I blew the Holy Ghost on her, you saw it, Oshas. She went down under the power of God, woke up and started crying. She said, sir, my son, pray for my son. She started crying. And when we went home and discussed, you need to know what the devil had done in that lady's life. She told me, I said, come to church. And why in the service, I said, well, how will I conduct this deliverance? Because I joked about it at home. I told my mom, and she called, they said, it's natural that's how they burn them. You know, how people think. That's how she sees. She's not a prophetess. She sees. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
She sees. She's not a prophetess. Right now in the civilized world, they think they're civilized. They call it soothsaying. So there are people who just go and sit down and pay money and they tell them about their future. Demons are telling you about your future. They'll open card. They say, open your hand. Yeah. Some of you now, you know your destiny from your hand. People are walking out and becoming you are checking your hand whether. Paul checked the demon. The demon said, Paul is a true man of God. He's going places. He's an apostle of the end time. Paul said, bring her here. I imagine how some people would feel like in this generation. Put the mic on her mouth. She's saying something great. Paul said, bring her here. Go! And the people lose their business. They lost their business. If we lay hands on certain people now on the podium, they'll lose their business. The Lord give you understanding. I told my mother, if she comes, I'll check the demon. She said, no, that's how they born them. I said, they did not born anybody with demon. Say, it's not demon. It's a good demon. It's a good spirit. It tells them future. They see things. For instance, she's in this form. It's one batting, one, they'll see it. They'll be seeing the demons moving. And I said, you used to see. She said, yes. I said, if you come to church, I'll remove the demon. He said, no, they can't remove it. They bond me with it. And she came to church. When did that thing happen? When we were about to round up service. They said, that's what she used to do. In the village. I said, bring her on. That's what I like. And she was, so troubled. I said, get out in the name of Jesus. And the demon checked out. He doesn't have a choice. Say, prophet, you are bragging too much. That's my problem with you. In case you are thinking so, you are proud. I'm teaching you, you are thinking of my pride. You can't measure what I'm teaching you. Concentrate. Don't be proud. All this poverty I'm teaching you, you are thinking. Is he humble? Humble meter. You know, there are people like that. We're like God our Father. I told you before. Woke up in the morning, nobody asked him a question. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm beginning, I'm end. He wanted to talk to John. Listen to the situation. How many of you are getting sparked up? It's growing. We'll get to that point. Where to be pa pa pa. He was about to encounter John at the Isle of Patmos. Remember what happened there? John had seen a lot of problems. They were killing his people. He was the head of the church in Italy. Are we together? In charge of all the seven churches. And they were killing his folks and he was crying. But they couldn't kill him. Yes, John cried according to history. Several times. And when they tried to kill him and could not, they now took him and threw him as they imagined him dead and threw him in the place where they keep dead bodies. And he woke up amidst dead bodies, began to weep and pray, God, this is not what you promised the church. John the Revelator was amongst the disciples in Matthew 16:16-18, where Peter said, you are the Christos. And Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church. And the gate of hell will not what? Prevail. And to thee have I given the keys of the kingdom. That whatever thou bind is bind. Whatever thou lose is lose. He was amidst that assembly that day. God made that declaration. So he knew that what was seen and what should be seen is not corresponding. That's why he began to pray. That there is more, God. This is not what you promised us. Are you failing us? That's why somewhere in the writing, God told him, he said, look at, these are the seven churches, but let them come up hither. He said, let them come up hither. Because it was on the strength of Christ that I promised the church all of these things. Upon this rock, call who? Christ. I will build. And the gates of hell will not what? So if the church must be glorious, where must the church be? So the church was failing in the book of Revelation. See how the book of Revelation starts. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Did you catch what I'm trying to say? You didn't catch it. Because if the church will see glory only on Christ, then Christ must be emphasized. Christ must be understood. Because it's a source of glory for the church. So John was reporting an issue. The church is suffering. They are not a testimony of the church. But Jesus is like, I had promised that it is only on Christ that the church will be glorious. So Jesus wants to help the church now under the mastery of John the Revelator. And it starts, let's read. It starts like this. The revelation of, stop. Because the church was built on Christ. And upon this rock I'll build my church. The gate of hell will know what? If they are on Christ, the gate of hell will know what? So the church are suffering, let's bring them to Christ. So this is a revelation of what? Jesus Christ. Revelation 1 and 1. So John, the church is having a tough time, but I want to bring you to glory. So let me start by introducing myself again to you. I want to reveal myself. Because it was on the strength of myself, I had promised you that the gate of hell will know what? Some cut it. And that's why in the middle he said, come up here. But that's not the point. When he started revealing, he told John that everything you're going to learn here is majorly going to reveal Christ to you. But while he was introducing himself, he said, somebody is crying. Somebody is in pain. Are you listening to me? Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Have time to introduce himself. I don't know that you're getting what I'm trying to say. Imagine a doctor comes to the hospital, emergency, and he's telling you all his certificates. I am Dr. Chinonso, PhD, MD, AD, whatever D, blah, 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 D. Your father, if he was there, he would say, doctor, do your work. He may be offended because that's emergency. It was emergency. God had time to introduce himself. Because from God's perspective, there's no problem. There's no problem. You are the one not getting me. There's no problem. There's no emergency. He said, I'm Alpha, I'm Omega. The guy is crying on his knees. He said, I'm beginning and the end. You would think God is being proud. No, God was trying to build his faith. Wants the guy to understand, I'm amiss. I'm at the center of the situation. That guy, Caesar, is nothing to me. He's nothing to me. He introduced himself properly. The bright and morning star. He who was and is and is to come. Kept on introducing himself. So that John will understand that this matter is not that serious. The Bible says when they plotted in Psalms 2 against the Holy One. What did the Bible say? He said the Lord. David pictured the Lord. The Lord was not crying. He said the Lord laughs from the heavens. It was laughing sessions. I mean, they were kidding God. God was like, you guys are kidding me. You are plotting what? And you see, the Lord purposely did not use Jesus there. He didn't say Jesus. He said the anointed of the Lord. Thou anointed my word. How many of you are your head anointed with oil? Meaning if they plan you, it's a joke in heaven. You should not be crying about what God is laughing about. You are being too serious. If you can be plugged into God's signal. Are you hearing me? If you can be plugged into God's signal, you will not be crying. You'll not be thinking deep. You'll be rejoicing deep. Deep rejoicing. You just be giving glory to God. That's why some of you have been in situations sometimes that it's terrible. You heard the news, it's terrible. People were thinking you should cry. You were okay. How many of you have been there? You just feel okay, even though you know things are not okay. Are you people getting on trying to? There's this feeling. The Spirit of God just keeps you calm. You heard it, it's deep, but you are just okay. Peace beyond understanding. Joy like a river. They say the business is not going well. You lost this. You're still fine. I'm fine. I promise you I'm very, very fine. I can never lose in my life. You take that into your room, your secret place. Never have I lost in my life. God has never failed me. He's a loving Father. He rejoices over me with singing. The Bible says at the shout of grace, then it will be said that it is not by power, not by what? But by what? You keep on emphasizing, God, you are my source. You are in charge. You died for me, buried for me, resurrected for me, and I'll be scared. Scared of who? I can never be scared in my life. The righteous, don't forget. They say we are as gentle as lambs. Yet the Bible says we are what?
Bold.
Bold. And there are times God will need you to be as wise as a serpent. You know, he said, be gentle as a dove, yet wise. So we say, God is using snake. He has said in Romans 1:20, everything I have created points to me. Satan stole God's idea to deal with man. The Bible said, of all animals on the field, no one was as cunning and as crafty as a serpent. Satan is not crafty. Satan is not wise. He had to steal from God's idea to deal with somebody that God created. Listen carefully. Meaning, what Satan? There, Jesus, I wish you can get me now. What Satan is using to terrorize the whole world is something he learned from a serpent that God Almighty created. I wish you can get what I'm trying to say. Oh, Jesus. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. And potentially, oh, I pray the Holy Ghost helps you to see this. Potentially, Adam gave them all their names and functions. The Bible says, whatever name Adam gave them were their names. Now, that simply means Adam was one that defined the serpent. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like I said, potentially. Because he had not really come into full ability of what God has done for him in the supernatural. Get what I'm trying to say? Please, don't leave me. Just focus on me. The Bible said in Genesis 1:26, the Bible said, God created man in his image and likeness and gave him authority over everything. The birds of the air, the reptiles, everything, every creeping thing. God gave man authority over everything. The man God gave authority over everything did not have flesh yet. Complete spirit. But get this. Are you here with me? God called that man, man. It is a semi-man. He said, let us create man in our image and likeness. Let man. So the real image of God is not necessarily nose. Get what I'm trying to explain to you. Ease. Alright? And etc. It is his imaginations. His word. He created man in the way he thinks. The way he sees life. Are you people get out and trying to explain me? So that man will live like him. Image likeness. Imagine like me. Live like me. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you see, but this is very deep, even though it sounds a little bit light. Listen carefully. The Bible now says, man, God formed man from the dust of the ground. So the dust of the ground was man's form. The flesh is man's form. The flesh is not man. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? The flesh is not man. The flesh is the form of man. Who is man? A spirit being. That's why Kenneth Hagin, E.W. Kenyon, have been saying these things for years. Some of you have read the book and seen these things. The real man, the true man of the heart is a spirit. The flesh is the form of man. But what happened after that was that when God breathed into man, man did not come into the full potential of his ability in the spirit yet. Man became a living soul. A living soul. He was not functioning in the ability of his spirit. Please listen to me carefully. Like I said, it's deep. He became a living soul. The soul is a place of self-realization. That simply means, and he created two trees, the tree of life, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He told man, eat from tree of life, yet. So that as man we eat, God does not change. Is yesterday the same, today the same, forever what? In other words, you can start from the forever ability of God to know the yesterday ability of God. You can start from the yesterday ability of God to know the forever ability of God. You know what I'm trying to say? God is a constant. In other words, if today God wants us to behold to become, yesterday he wanted us to behold to become. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So he said Adam should eat from the tree of life. So that as Adam will eat, Adam will understand him. God doesn't just want to put man in Eden like a robot. Because imagine man realizes himself. You know, he didn't grow to realize it by himself. He just woke up and he's just doing things with abilities he knows nothing about. God wants him to encounter the abilities and begin to walk consciously in the ability. So he says, eat from the tree of life, get to know me, and become a replica of what you have eaten. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Because words are seeds, according to the book of Matthew. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain? Now it's deep, but I believe you get it. So you see, the problem was that man had all of these things in his spirit. Alright? And that's how God tested it. In his database, man had everything. Computer scientists will understand me. In his database, he had everything. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So God wanted to test it. And God said, name all these animals. Man was not the one to give them name. The names were in his database. They were in his spirit. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? And man began to give them names. Because you see, when you give anything a name, you are the one that defines its function. And God wants man to rule. God wants to rule over creation through man. So you have to allow man to give it what? Names. You know what people are getting what I'm trying to say? And that's why most times if you want to buy a dog, you buy it when it's a child. So that you give it a name and define the dog. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. So God gave, Adam gave, began to call from his spirit. He gave them names. When he gave the names, the Bible said, God said, whatever name Adam gave them were their names. Meaning the names have been written already. Adam called the names out from the database and he was right. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? But you see, Adam had not fully entered into that reality yet. More like a measure. That's what the Bible says. All have sinned and are falling short. The word falling short simply means to be limited to touching something. More like you are trying to touch a button. You are trying to collect a button, but you couldn't collect the button. Probably, I don't know how to explain that thing. You know, button is at your back. Let me just try this one now. Some people, there was one time, Nigerian from Good Luck, can you remember? And as they gave the next person turned back and it was going. Now, that's not the one I want to tell you. This one is that you are supposed to collect it, but your hand did not reach it. You know, you couldn't touch it. More like you are supposed to collect something, but you can't. That's the best way I felt like explaining the last time I thought about it. Bible said, all have sinned through Adam and are cut short, limited to touching the glory. Adam did not touch the glory. Adam never fell from the glory. The word falling short there is to be limited to touching something. Listen carefully. You will not be confused. Just focus on me. If you say Adam fell from the glory, you have insulted the glory. Because you cannot know me and what? More like saying God did something and the product is not okay. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. If Adam never fell from the glory, what happened was that Adam was limited to touching the glory. He didn't touch it. That's why the Bible says, eat from the tree of life. Because as you eat from it, what happens? You come into the reality of the glory. There's already residue in your spirit. Or residented in your spirit. For instance, pastors today tell us that your spirit is perfect. Your soul is understanding the perfection of your spirit and bringing your body in the reality. How many of you have heard that before? Which is true. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? When we're born again, your spirit perfect. But your soul is understanding that perfection in your spirit as we read the word, which is our mirror, so that your body will come into the reality of your spirit. That was what was happening. God does not change. That's how it was in the beginning too. He doesn't change. Same pattern. Every time. I know I sounded so deep. And I can see it on your faces. But is anybody getting what I'm trying to explain to you this wonderful thing? Glory to God Almighty. So you see, Adam never came into the fullness of his potential. He didn't come into it. The Bible told us he was limited to touching. When you say Adam fell from the glory, you know, some people say it like this. Adam was seeing God every day and Adam now fell. Who are you not to fall? It's not true. Some say Moses saw God face to face and did not enter the promised land. My brother, be careful. Not true. Not true. Moses never saw God. He said, if I found favor in your face, show me your face. In your sight, show me your face. The Bible said, God said, if you see me, you die. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But you see why we today can see him? Because we've already died in Christ. Romans 6:7. A dead man, obviously, the TPT rendition, a dead man cannot sin. We are not trying to die. We have died. Oh, glory. Let's read together. One, two, go. Stop trying to die. You are making salvation useless if you are trying to die. You've died. Some people say, but Paul said, I die daily. That's not what Paul meant. Contest. Paul said, the way I'm living my life, if you claim that there is no resurrection of the dead, then the way I live my life is very, very useless. Because it seems to me like I die daily. Paul never said he was dying daily in the spirit. No, that's not what he said. He said, it seems to me I die daily. Then he explained when I fought with the beast in the city of what? And he explained all his terrible journey. That bandits were on the road. At a point, they even stoned him to death. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? He said, I live a very risky life. More like I die daily. The Bible says we are dead. God is not an author of confusion. He can't say you are dead and say you are dying daily. Obviously, a dead person is what? Some people are still misunderstanding me. They are wondering what the heck is Pastor saying, Colossians 3:1. We are going somewhere. Give me in the Amplified rendition. I want everybody to read. Are you ready? Want to read? Woo! Stop! It's too much. You see that? You have partook already in the resurrection of the dead. We've stopped talking about die. You've resurrected with Christ. Died a long time ago. In verse 5, is it verse 5 of Romans 6? Let's see it in the NLT's rendition. NLT. Verse 5 of, since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised with... Now, give me in the Amplified rendition. Next part of scripture. We know that our old self without the Holy Spirit was nailed to the cross with him. In order that our body of sin might be what? So that we will no longer be what? Let me say something about this body of sin. Lord, help me. Colossians 1:22. I pray I'm right. Then I come back here. A lot of scriptures just crossing in my head. But I know my point, right? It's that, yet Christ now reconciled you to God in his physical body, what? Through death. In order to present you before the Father, holy and blameless and beyond reproach. In his physical body, when he died, he took everything about your sin and failure and etc. And the Bible says he has presented you. He has presented you before the Father, holy, blameless, and what? Beyond reproach. Meaning the Father will not accuse you. He has presented you before God, holy, without reproach. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? I'm trying to just help Romans where we were. Go back there. Just to prove something to you. What happened to us as a result of his death? In order that our body of sin might be what? Done away with. So that we will no longer be what? Slaves to sin. Now you see on one side he's saying he has presented you to God. Beyond blame and reproach. Another side is balancing it. He said, because of what he has also done, you are not slaves. So if you are not slaves to sin, you'll be blameless. Are you people getting it? You see that there's a balance. So that you don't just sit down and say, God cannot blame me. If you are sinning, Satan will blame you. You are giving him an opportunity to come and lie to you. Just like he did to Adam and Eve. When they sinned, he lied to them about their identity. And they ran away from God. Next part of scripture. Let's hit our point. For the person who has died with Christ has been freed from the power of sin. Freed. Next part of scripture. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we will no longer... Let's say that the TPT. I'm looking for something and I must get it before I stop. And if we were co-crucified with the anointed one, we know that we will also share in the fullness of his life. Some people think it's futuristic. Let's see it. Next part of scripture. And we know that since the anointed one has been raised from the dead to die no more, his resurrection life has vanquished death and its power over him is finished. Not just him, oh. Next part of scripture. For by his sacrifice he died to sin's power once and for all, but he now lives continuously for the Father's pleasure. Next part of scripture. It says, so let it be the same way with you. Let it be. Paul was shouting here. Let it be the same way with you. Since you are now joined with him, you must what? It's not enough that he did it. You must have a consciousness of what he has done. It says, continually view yourself. Have that consciousness. Let it be alive in your soul. I told you your soul is more like a projector. Project it in your mind. View yourself that way. You see, he said, view yourself as what? As what? Dead. And what? All responsive to what? Sin's appeal. Why daily living for God's pleasure? So I live daily for God's pleasure. Every day, see yourself dead to sin. You dead in Christ. And the only life you have now, this new life you have, cannot sin. That's how you talk. Glory. See, believe these things. They are not lies. Believe them. Believe them. They are not lies. You think God is just joking with us? Do you believe these things? You know, some people have heard these things so much that when they hear it, it doesn't even strike a chord again. They are not sparked up. So I've been hearing this in all my life and I've been sinning. You must want to live above. You must firstly have a desire. Lord, I want to live above sin. No matter how the word of God comes to you, if you don't have a desire to want to live above, you will not want to live above. And you see, one thing the word of God will even do is to create a desire to want to live above. You see, as I'm teaching these things, there are some people who maybe never heard these things, even online or physical. Suddenly there's an appetite to want to live right. There's this appetite. All of us here, did God create us like, did we realize ourselves like this? Not like God did not create us like that. We came from different angles of life. Some of us, life beats grace from our head. Situations, but see us today. Only one part, righteousness. If you know where I grew up and the things I saw, you'd be shocked I'm preaching. I tell you, I grew a lot of crazy human beings. Very crazy. Sometimes when I see people, I just used to wonder. That's why if I see smokers, I don't used to condemn smokers. I like preaching for smokers. It's just people, they are buzzing. You see me just sit. Hey, my guys, have fun. I grew up with smokers. And I always tell myself, I don't know why I did not smoke. Somebody say, prophet, you are a special one. You did not. Oh, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters. If you ask me, why did you not smoke? I don't know why I did not smoke. There was every... And I'm not saying I've not smoked before. What I'm saying is, I don't know why. And when I say I've not smoked before, it doesn't mean I smoke and I stop too. You have to balance this thing, oh. Say, no. Prophet Simon, don't smoke before. Well, I don't have a problem with that. But that's not what I'm trying to say. I have tasted cigarette before. Some girls here might have tasted cigarettes. Somebody smoke and throw on the ground they carry. And yes, they are sparked up. I don't know if you have tasted cigar before. Like you carried it from the ground. I don't need to hear from this lady. The way she's laughing. You just look. You just see one road mass. Some is not even the mold paper. They are acting Hollywood. I am Vuga. You are Saint Obi. Then the words are the words that were Jay-Z and T-Pain. Say, me, I be Tupac. You be Jay-Z. You be Lil Wayne. Like a lollipop. Those things, many people here have tasted. And I'll tell you the truth, I saw most of these terrible things. One of my friends one day saw me, he said, Prophet Simon. I said, yes. Then we started laughing, two of us. You know why we started laughing? We know ourselves. He said, can you answer prophet, ne? In Hausa. I said, yes. Can man fence? Meaning you that like fence very well. You know, the way I cause trouble in this staff school. When people hear I'm a pastor, I am the only student in Indian Star School that carried a teacher 360 in school confidently and left for home and came back after like 3 days and still was in hiding. Nobody could see me. I was only found in certain lectures. The man came. He came close. I did like this. He fell. He stood up again. Everybody was saying, come, we'll not beat you. I said, you will beat me. And I jumped the fence and I left. I did crazy things. Very crazy things. And this, I'm not telling you lies. My friends, if they are watching, they will say true. Very true. He got this one right. But I'm a pastor. So when I see people smoking, I just like to go and sit down. The Bible says we don't have a savior who is ignorant of the feelings of our infirmity. I sit down with them. I've seen people, nice people who smoke. Very nice people. Very nice, loving people who smoke. I mean, beautiful hearts. One time, they were washing my car. And they were smoking. They just went to, early in the morning, I think I was the first customer. So they now went to be somewhere so that they can walk from that realm. And why they were doing it, I just barged into their, they were trying to, as I entered, I said, ah, pastor. I sat close to the Indian hem. I said, now, wow. And I said, now, cannot be this. Now, Igbo, I've been awaited. And I said, who has it? Everybody was denying. So I just sat close to it and I folded it. I said, they could not come. Why would they run? So they said, oh, pastor. I said, okay, give them one coke. There was a lady there. I said, give them one coke. They give them. So they were calm listening to me as I preaching. I literally saw tears coming from one of them's face. You see the guy so tough. He was almost crying. As I was touching them and preaching, I could see how emotional they were. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I said in my heart, these people are not tough people. They are not tough people. They were just wrongly schooled about life. Are you listening to me? Wrongly schooled. And that's why the Bible said we have received not the same ministry of Jesus, not the ministry of condemnation. That God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, counting not their sins against them. And he has given to us the same ministry of reconciliation. I like how Kenyon will say it in some of his books. He said, and God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself with a message that counted not sin against them. Through a message that what? Counted not sin against them. No matter how I teach, I don't account the sin on their head. I tell them, you are not this. For instance now, aren't you the righteousness of God? There was a young man in my house one day. I was teaching the guy. And the guy bowed his head. He said, pastor, why are you deceiving me? I said, how? He said, you are making me feel like I'm very okay with God. I feel like God is very close to me. I said, that's the point. Where there is sin, grace abides even more. To the end, it shuts the door of sin. Now, listen carefully. I was not trying to tell him to be okay with his sin. I was teaching him about his nature, such that as I was speaking to him, he was finding it difficult to believe that he is this person I'm talking about. I will get out and try to explain to him. The gospel is the knowledge of the truth. Alright? For instance, this is the gospel. You've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness into God's marvelous light. The gospel is not you will be delivered. The truth is that you have been delivered. That's what God's word said. Now, when you know this truth, what is the truth? Not you are going to be delivered. The truth is you have been delivered. Now, if you know you have been delivered, this truth will make you free. Not set you free. Because the truth set you free 2,000 years ago. But now that I say, Oche, this bottle of water is yours and you are thirsty. Oche, you've been given this water like 2,000 years ago. And as I'm saying it, I prove to you that it's yours. What do? You carry it and you drink. Now you are free. Are you people getting trying to explain to you? That's the gospel. If we tell them they are free, they'll be wondering, what are we doing here? What were we doing in this smoking all these years? God will just say we are free. If you are smoking, you are free. Pastor, you mean I am free? Yes. Then I prove to you, a dead man cannot sin. You are dead in Christ. Buried in Christ, resurrected. Now view yourselves. Give me that scripture. Don't leave that part. View yourselves as dead and all responses to Satan's appeal of sin. View yourself that way. Then every fruit will come from the way you are viewing yourself now. In the now. So a man that is viewing himself as dead to sin and unresponsive to Satan's sin's appeal cannot respond to sin. Because you are saying, me cannot respond to sin. I've been capacitated not to sin. So what makes for sin to happen is not in me. I don't have any ability of sin in me. I have a new nature. A partaker of his divine nature. Escape the corruption that is in the world through loss. In the name of Jesus. Now this is how you are talking. As you are talking like this, your new nature is active and cannot respond to Satan's sin's appeal. Stop trying to stop sin with the old nature. The old nature loves sin. The new nature cannot sin. The solution is to understand that you have a new nature. View yourself from this new nature's perspective, and by default, sin will bow. It will bow. Wrong characters will bow.
Glory to God.
So now that he knows the water is his own, will he keep on being thirsty? He will walk out with the water. Is his own. Is his own. Is his own. So the Bible says to us, give me Colossians 3 from verse 1. Give me the Amplifier. You can see it. Let's read again. Let's read again. I want everybody to read. It said, therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, sharing in his word, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is. Don't think about this realm. You've left Abuja. Stop thinking about anything in Abuja. Think about things in Lagos. You're in Lagos. Or in Makurdi. Think about things in Makurdi. Why will you be waking up in the morning and wondering if a dog is barking in Abuja in your compound? Are you in Abuja? In your former compound? Why are you thinking? Why are you imagining dog barking there? Why are you imagining people making noise? Imagine somebody in Makurdi saying, this is my compound in Abuja. They are making too much noise. Is the person not sick? The Bible said, now that you are resurrected into a new realm, a new location, seek the things that are in this location, not the former location. This location where Christ is, you are seated together with Christ. Think Christ realities. Seated at the right hand of God. Think Christ reality. You are not just seated in the realm of the Spirit. They say, where are you? In the realm of the Spirit. No, not just the realm of the Spirit. Situated at the Father's right hand. You hold the highest place in the supernatural. Meaning, don't be talking with demons. You know, some people they feel so natural the moment they are engulfed, they are just encountered by a demon. They can't help it. They are wild. A demon say, "Hey, Samson, wow, let's act it now. Where are you from? I am Samson, the anointed of the Lord." The demon will tell you, "Delilah is on her way." What is it, Delilah? She's on her way because you don't know your place. Are you listening to me? Any small thing, you are just baffling, and you see one angel with bat ear, with long feathers. Then the angel now tell you, "Oh, my name is Angel Jacinta El, and I want to teach you something. You see my BBO? God gave me. I want you to do your own." Then somebody comes out. "Listen, I am crying because I saw Angel Jacinta Earl yesterday, and she told me God inspired BBL. People of God, I saw God." Did she see? Yes. What did she see, Jacinta Earl? From where? Hell. So if you are somebody that supernatural encounters always wow you, "I don't see one spirit." You are seated at the highest place in the supernatural, the Father's right hand. Don't be moved by supernatural activities anyhow. And I see somebody singing, and it feels like, say, "Have you seen an angel?" I said, no. That's child. No matter how serious it is, That's childishness. You know, we do the things, we codedly leave the foolishness. There's a time people wanted to drink a coal of fire. You think this thing, that's how it works? You just wake up and say, I don't charge. I want to drink a coal of fire. For what? Did you ever see where God gave somebody coal of fire to drink? And say, now that you drank, then we will hit you, become malleable. That's funny. Are you listening to me? No, you grow. The Bible says, I commit you to God and the word of his grace that is able to what? Build you up. You grow by the word. As you listen to the word of God, you grow. Not by all those funny things we say. Say, take coal of fire so that you see angels. Angels that Moses saw and saw them finish. The Bible said, Moses said, I'm tired, show me your face. He said, you can't see it. If you see it, you will die. But we died with Christ. We died with Christ so we can see. We are seen from where we are. Where we died, resurrected, and we saw, we died, we're buried, we resurrected. Because we've seen. Moses didn't have the privilege to be able to die, buried, be resurrected. Why? Jesus was not revealed at that time. You see that? So God could not allow him to die in vain. Because if he see and die, he has died in vain. But when we see the glory today, we die to the flesh. Glory to God. And we don't stay dead. Because he resurrected, we resurrect too. And that's why we are serving the living Jesus. A preacher said one time, he said, if you see two people about to show you road to diverse location, and one is on the end of a road, another one is at another end of the road, and one is alive while one is dead, which one will you follow? So Jesus is alive. Buddha died and never came back. He's in hell. Muhammad died and never came back. But Jesus died. Was buried. Alive forevermore. And we're seeing what he's doing today. Healing the sick. Raising the dead. I heard the beautiful testimony Sister Fever gave when I went back home to watch the service. How Jesus saved her on the sick bed. Buddha can't do that. He can't. Some of you don't be moved by people who jump their head and cut themselves in the name of spirituality. Elijah said, call, shout on your God. Maybe he's sleeping. They cut themselves and pour ashes. They're calling on their God to come. Have you seen people like that? They want to call their God. Forget all those mommy water activity. They don't have any power. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You watch Nollywood, you see Eze wine. To be making people feel like they are supernatural. That's just foolishness. They want to go and get power. They'll say, I heard an apostle teaching one time. He said, see, I wonder why Christians are not taking their life serious. Now, I don't want Christians not to take their life serious too. Then he now says, for instance, occult people, they go into the deepest parts of the earth. They go and talk with the dead. They sleep in the graves. And they come out. And you cannot, don't use occult people to compare us. If you want to compel us to be spiritual, tell us to be spiritual. I tell you, the Christian who was chewing bone, chicken bone. Hey. I mean, the Christian has eaten so much and he asks for more. He's almost entering into gluttony. At the first phase of gluttony, with chicken lap. If somebody who slept in the grave for 2 years, 3 years, comes to that person and said, I want to kill you now. See, the crumbs from his bones. Yes, not from table. You know those bones that used to fall when some of you break bones? That, are you denying? That small bone, if that demon touches, if that young boy knows who he is, that demon will be back to his realm, dead. He'll go and maintain his realm. He's dead. He'll go back being dead. I tell you the truth. Are you all listening to me? Somebody said, but you see, the sons of Sceva, the sons of the priest, they went and said, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preached, and the demons beat them up. Yes. Look at what they said. In the name of Jesus whom Paul preached. They don't even know Jesus. He said, they want to do it like Paul. They don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. You have a personal relationship with Jesus. Listen, fasting is very important. prayers, long stretch prayers too, very important. But the day you were eating fufu, listen to me, I believe in fasting, long stretch prayers and all, but don't think that while you are eating and are very, seem to be very casual, that day Satan will kill you. If that's what you are thinking, you don't understand God. You see, every day of our lives with us, there are days God will tell you, eat, for the journey is far. You don't understand what I'm saying. It's no, when God told us to eat, it is spiritual food. If you want to live by fasting all your days, you will die. See, that's the truth. And believe me, you will make heaven. There are no two ways about it. You will make heaven. You can't be in hell for fasting like that. And believe me, you watch us on the earth, admire what we are doing. It will pain you that some of us probably are not doing what we ought to do. You say, God, that guy should be very spiritual. What is wrong with him? Oh, Michael, can I have another time? Say, your time has passed. That's what the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone. It didn't say you should exclude bread entirely. Bread alone, meaning there's bread involved, but not bread alone. Tell somebody there's bread involved, but not bread alone. And I'm not stimulating the appetite of people who like food now. Say, hey, pastor, it's for us today. Jesus Christ. If you like food, repent. I'm not for you. Say, God, pastor, spoke for me. You see what I'm saying? Give me food. Don't live by bread alone, but by every word that would proceed from the mouth of the Father. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Meaning there's time to fast and there's time to what? Eat. You are a master of your life. Let me add this. Eat well. If not, you will not live long. Eat well. Eat healthy. Some people think it is God that will make them eat healthy. He can give you a miracle, though. But you wouldn't need a miracle if you applied wisdom. Did you catch what I just said? He can give you a miracle, but you wouldn't need many miracles if you had applied wisdom. We are treating ulcer now that would have been avoided if you ate well. And he will heal you. But the problem is that some people, the ulcer will not leave because they will still continue that thing. Do you understand? One day we were fasting when we were younger. It was 5 days. On the 3rd day, we broke. Nobody advised us. We all agreed and broke. And after a while, we were very happy. Because the way we were sweating, we didn't even understand why we were sweating like that. There was a lot of fan, air blowing us. I mean, cold air. We were sweating hot air. And while we were praying, the first day, we move. Badi, gabo, baba. The second day, the 3rd day, we almost died in our sleep. So we couldn't wait to come and advise ourselves. When they say, can we lift up? Even the coordinator's voice has reduced. Brothers and sisters, can we lift up? It was playing like his breath wanted to cease. Can we lift up? A cry unto the... And we, vada, everybody went to the wall, vada. And after a few minutes, we came back and said, I see peace. And another person said, confirmation. I sense breakthrough. I sense. Another one said, I saw it since last night. There's a breakthrough in this. The Lord has answered his children. And we held our hands and we thanked the Lord. I don't think we thanked the Lord for up to 10 seconds. That's when I knew that these people had plan B. You see the way everybody went and carried something to eat as if they kept it somewhere. One time we were fasting again. One of my brothers. We were fasting. Everybody was getting weak. Now we said we'll go to 5 days. 3rd day now we came. Now we have been strong small because we trained ourselves. 3rd day we were strong. We're not so strong, but we could manage. We're walking and praying. It's like nobody sits down to pray where I came from. And this young man was leading the prayer. It was his turn to lead the prayer. Para, pa, ka, pa. Everybody turned and looked at him. Everybody turned and looked at him. Nobody suspected him. We started in the prayer, we started doing Gulma Amebo. Kind of, we're taking it easy. Just press, somebody press. They give this my brother. Somebody press. He did not confess immediately. After a few more, he said, "You see that guy was shot." He said, "I took mouth after I ate something." He said, "God has forgiven me. I've reported." I said, "No wonder. No wonder." He said, "Brother, I almost died, though." He came and was intimidating us. Listen, brothers and sisters. Are you listening to me? If you heard some of the things our fathers of faith did, you'd be thinking that all their life they fasted. Let me just give you some relief materials. Listen to me carefully. People like John Gillick, what was this one? Lester Sumrall. Someone like Lester Sumrall. Let me know it's John Gillick. I heard a man of God, an apostle, saying that when he heard the things Lester Sumrall did, he said to himself, he wants to do more. He wants at least let him touch this realm. Blah, 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 blah. But when he read the biography, the secret of his praying and the rest, praying style and the rest, he was waiting for 28 days, 28 hours, and I'm not saying they are bad. You can take time to pray longer. You forget what I'm trying to say. He said, but he saw something. He said, Lester Sumrall said, "I prayed all my life 2 hours every day." You would think 2 hours is so much. All of us, let's be sincere. You would think 2 hours is so much till you want to be consistent. For anybody sitting here under the sound of my voice that prayed 2 hours every day, you are very sound in the spirit. I tell you the truth, you will hardly find somebody that is very focused with 2 hours every day. Many that claim they pray 2 hours every day, they are very distracted. Very distracted. Most of them don't finish that 2 hours. Some of them praying even 1 hour, picking business calls. And when they are done having a share of Satan's hand upon their life, they will say God is not faithful. I'm telling you facts. I'm a pastor. I know what I'm telling people. Many people don't pray 2 hours every day consistently. I'm going too far with 2 hours. You see this 1 hour that Jesus said at least an hour. Many people don't pray an hour consistently, beautifully, heartfelt, continuous. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If you can pray, go and write it down. I said this to you, that if you can pray heartfelt, righteous prayer 1 hour every day, not touching your phone, not thinking of anything, praising God, blasting in tongues every day, 1 hour for 1 year, your life can never remain the same. I tell you, many people don't. I was talking to Dr. Kais one time. We were talking about some people who claim to be prayer warriors. How they will sit down to pray and they will use like 20 hours to see vision and 5 hours to pray. And they call it, they stay 25 hours to pray. Many people don't. And when he read that Lester Sumrall prayed 2 hours all his life, he was shocked. He got offended because he has done plenty hours and he has not seen the result of Lester Sumrall. We are talking about the soul here. I pray the Lord helps me to teach this better on Sunday, soul technology. I will show you how the soul functions. Let God help me to remember to teach you this on Sunday very well. The soul is not a shabby environment. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? One shabby environment that anything goes. No. As a man thinketh in his, so is he. The battlefield is in the mind. Many people, their minds are displaced with stupid thoughts. They are praying loud, but no faith. Faith does not come by. Yet. I did not say entirely. I said what? Yet. It comes by hearing the word. As you hear the word, watch out for two people. Keep one to be hearing the word every day and praying 1 hour every day. Keep one to be praying 20 hours every day and hearing the word 1 hour. Watch out. In the next 1 year, the one listening to the word 20 hours and praying 1 hour every day will be more effective. I'm not joking, and I'm not trying to condemn prayer. But a lot of times, like physics, there are key terms. You can't define prayer without revelation. If you want to define prayer, revelation must be in place first. Prayer is becoming one with the revelation of God's word. Many, if there is no revelation, prayer cannot be satisfied. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So many people thought that they are praying without revelation. So how are they praying? Because when you pray, you are building up your what? Most holy faith. And how does that faith come? By hearing the word. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? My friend, an apostle, he went, traveled somewhere. I'm not going to call the name of the place. He said, when he went around there, he said the way they've been praying, and he has been watching on Facebook before he got there, he didn't feel like that kind of problem should be there. So when his friend mounted the podium and said, if anybody here is struggling with masturbation and this, come forward, the hand of the Lord will come upon you. He said almost 90% of the congregation came out. And how are they praying? And he was wondering, what is happening here? My friend, he said he was like this. What is really happening in this place? What is happening? I thought this guy should be very, very sound. He said he got disappointed. He now went back and was speaking to his guy that it is not all that glitters that is gold. Forget what people, the pressure. You know, sometimes you see some people just carry mic and they are saying anything that comes to their mind. One said, if you have not prayed 25 hours, you are just a child. You don't know anything. Listen to me. Pray the prayer you can pray. I'm not saying be lazy. He said, sir, the way I can pray is 20 minutes. Be serious. We are not talking about you. You are an unserious person. I mean, pray prayers like 2 hours, 3 hours. Are you listening to me? Pray it from the depth of your heart. And notice something. When you pray consistently, you grow in the prayer. You can't pray 1 hour for 3 months. If you are praying 1 hour, he that is faithful in little will be faithful in many. What will happen is that the Lord will help your spirit to open the more. You will find yourself going 1 hour, 30 minutes. After a while, you want to go 2 hours. And if you get what I'm trying to say, after you grow in this grace, you don't just arrive there. Don't allow anybody put you under pressure. Some of you want to prove point. You are praying some kind of rubbish prayers just to come and hold microphone and say, when I pray 28 hours, I bump into angels. That's the only thing you could see in 28 hours. When your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Think about those things. Me, that's how I meditate. I sit down and say, my body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. That means God lives inside this body. And he rules from this body. That's why the Bible says, unto him that can do exceedingly abundantly. I begin to connect scripture above all that we can ever think or imagine, according to his power at work and limited to us using it. That's how I think. I say, God is alive in this body. Then I begin to pray from there. This thought alone can cause me to pray for 1 hour. My neighbor is a security man in BSU. Some of you know him because he helps you people at the gate. One time, I was praying for almost 2 hours with one word, I am a son of God. I caught it in scriptures that morning so powerfully. The way I understood it was so unique. I just closed my Bible. I'm a son of God. I am a son of God. I am a son of God. I knelt down, was crying. I'm a son of God. For 2 hours, I'm a son of God. After the prayer, he said, Simon, you were saying one thing for 2 hours. He was trying to prove to me that I don't need to be repeating. You understand what I'm trying to say? I said, sir, it was not repetition. It was meditation. I said, I was saying it because I caught the revelation that I'm a son of God. I was saying I'm a son of God. I'm a son of God. I'm a son of God. Sometimes, when we're a student, I will be thinking about the word of God, and I'm telling you I had time to read it before you say, no, forget book. I'll be thinking of the word of God, I'll enter a class to read. And as I'm thinking, the thinking is just more like I got into the thought so much, and you see me on my seat, I'm telling you, I'm never shy. With God, I'm never shy. I will lift my hand in the class because I saw I was alone. So I will lift my hand. Before people, when I open my hand, people have sat there everywhere. Oh, glory. Lebo Shanama. Glory to God. And as I open my eye, wow. Glory to God. And you know, some of them after the class will follow me. Please, what's your name, sir? Blah, 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 sir. Some will be angry, of course. They send this one to school, see the rubbish he's doing. Fools. Nicompoos. Olodos. You know, sometimes when we are playing basketball, because some people think we are very useless people. What is this idiot doing? Idiot! Their father think that he born children. See them. Riff rats. They insult us. But God chooses the foolish things of the world. To what? To teach the wise a lesson. This praying in tongues, it will save you from attacks. It will save you from problems. Plenty problems. Most of you have been saved from problems. That if God opens your eye to see the problems he has saved you from. You know, the Bible tells us that he saves us from what? Things by night and things by day, isn't it? Attacks by night and by day, isn't it? How many of you have noticed when he saved you from arrows by day? Anybody here? You have noticed? Is it consistent to notice? Because you know anytime the enemy is moving is in the night, so you stand up to attack him. Not realizing that he's moving in the day too. Didn't you see it in your Bible? You is the power of night prayers. If your eyes were open before now, you'd have known that in the afternoon, self, they are moving. So that you understand the power of afternoon prayers. There's nothing like power of night prayers. There's just power of prayers. It is prayer that have power, not in the night or afternoon. I've said this thing several times. Many people don't believe these things. They say when it's night. I know when it's night, it is very conducive to pray. I know when it's night, coincidentally, demons prefer to walk. But understand that these demons too are not fools. They are walking in the day. That's why the Lord told us, unknown to us, he said they fly by day and what? Night. But when you pray in tongues, you are being protected of the things you consciously know, and the things you consciously unconsciously what? Don't know. Somebody is trying to fail you in an exam that you refuse to give in to the man, and he wants to fail, and the Lord just told you, because you got to pray to share these things. He has given you authority. You are just watching a movie. You are Netflixing. And while you are Netflixing, the Holy Ghost just moves you. I've grown beyond that foolishness to resist the nudges of the Holy Ghost. I've grown beyond that stupidity. It's before that maybe I would now want to do my thing. No, I've grown beyond that foolishness. Now we know better. I'm watching anything. He just tears me. Pray. I close it carefully. Libro Shapak. I know something is happening. There's a situation somewhere. And he wants to work it out for my good. Oh my God! He said, we don't know how to pray as we ought to. But the Spirit of God, what? Listen, pray. For some of you, the enemy has projected when you should die. I tell you this thing, you think it's a joke. All the people that have died today, you think they plan to die. When I say this thing, sometimes people think we are foolish. The enemy has projected your death as I'm talking for some people. God has told you long life. You heard how she declared with long life. She never saw the days of her having kidney issues and come. She never saw it, but the enemy projected it. But thank God she had something. She had something spiritual, which was more real than the kidney problem. As very casual as that word is, with long life, he will satisfy me. I was listening to her testimony. I know I prayed for her, but I like her faith. She said something. She said, I said to myself, with long life, God will satisfy me. I shouted in my room. I said, that's it. With long life. That was what took her out from that debt. She declared the word and missed that pain. With long life, you satisfy me. And it happened indeed. She's going to live long life. She's out from the situation. The affliction has become light. Paul calls it a light affliction. Is only but for a moment, working for us an intense weight of God's glory. Your light affliction for a moment, your light affliction for a moment, whatever you are facing now is a moment compared to the glorious days ahead. Everything you are facing, you may think it's a long time. The good days coming, whatever you are facing right now cannot be compared to the good days coming. And that's what the Bible says, darkness may endure for a night. All these times you have been suffering is just one night in the realm of the spirit. It said, joy comes in the morning. The day is longer than the night. Forget about it. It's a light affliction. It'll come to pass that you were here. It will come to pass that you were here. It will come to pass. You will tell the story, I was here. He said, for the glory ahead, Paul said, cannot be compared. For the suffering, sorry, he said, of this present time. He said, they cannot be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. They can't be compared. You see the pain of praying and staying in the presence of God? They said, forget it. Miss Netflix for it. Are you listening to me? Miss some Netflix. And I'm not talking about just prayer alone. There are some people strategically in different sectors of life that the Lord is working you, he's working in you like Daniel. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Remember we spoke something about deep sea fishing. When he said, go into the systems of the world and make disciples, there are some people God is raising to put inside systems. Now, he's going to raise you by prayer, not only by prayer alone, but by the wisdom of that system too. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain? He will make you to understand that system, medicine, tech. He will help you understand that system very, very well, such that you'll be at the core of the system in terms of leadership. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? And because you are praying like Daniel, every time you are facing your Jerusalem in the spirit, you are praying, you are praying, you are so intelligent in that wisdom, you are praying, God is seeing a vessel to use. An intelligent tech guy. Firstly, the ability, the value you could offer in tech has taken you to the heights. Up there. Then now you can still pray at that point. What a weapon you are. What a weapon you are. So you're going to take this time now. Pray in the spirit, then go to your secret place and say, there is this programming language nobody has known in Nigeria. They say it's hard. I want to know it, Lord. That's how you start. Lord, I want to know it. I have your mind. I have your mind. I have an excellent spirit. I see into any wisdom. I can know all things. Lord, open my minds are open to comprehend. My mind is open. I understand all things. You don't just declare, then you carry the material, you source the materials, and you create time, and you allow the Holy Ghost in the beauty of your mind begin to explain these wonderful things to you. He'll begin to explain to you. It is part of consecration. Yes, sir. Are you listening to me? It is part of consecration. God wants to take that realm so that when they come and ask you, you will say, come, let's go to my God. He said, in those days, 10 will hold the right side of the scale of a Jew, 10 will hold the left side, and all the part of his scale, and they will say, go and show us your God. Go and show us your God. You will be that Jew in the name of Jesus. You will be like that Jew in the name of Jesus. So wonderful. Not just healing revivers, economic revivers. I mean, people that are changing the economy of nations, controlling the economy of nations, rising with fireful ideas. Are you feeling ignited this wonderful evening? Rising with mind-blowing ideas. Where did this one come from? Who art thou? Say, I am me. I have been around. You take some time, 6 hours, to study about certain systems. Did you understand? You are not just a youth, you are a young ancient. People that will take over economy of nations are watching Netflix. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Even people that will take over the movie industry cannot be watching movies every time. If they are, they will not take over. They should be creating, not watching. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Take some time. Some of you, God will raise some kind of desires in your heart. You just sit down and be thinking of Albert Einstein. I'm telling you the truth. You just be thinking of Albert Einstein. Who is this Albert Einstein? Your mind will be delving towards sciences. You just be wondering, what can I do? But Satan will not to discourage you with our country. Who will allow you? Who will allow you? In the morning, you now send a voice on Facebook, school has come. Don't stop. Keep on pushing. You'll be bringing pictures of Albert Einstein in your mind. The Faradays in your mind. You start thinking, you just be thinking sciences. Carry your modern physics back. Go and carry it. Carry your new general mathematics. You find yourself, you just love to solve maths. When you finish school, don't stop solving the maths. Look for materials that are far beyond you. And as I'm saying, some people are not interested. I know I'm not talking to some of you. It's for some people. And be looking for theorems. Understand theorems. A time will come for an opportunity. God is preparing you. One day. One of my friends, Ugochukwu in Sokoto, he should be watching this. We grew up in secondary school together. We love maths. So much. We love physics. We just sit down and be talking about why planes fly, why this is happening. And one of these days, you know, we're just wondering what will we use these things to do. Alright? And one of these days, his father died. So he couldn't go to university yet. He had to go and take over the father's business in Sokoto. A building, painting firm. When he went there, he was just not interested. They chose him. The mother chose him before she died. He was just interested. He was just looking, wondering about school, not knowing that whatever he was learning was for this season. So good with chemistry, fields, and maths. And one day they were talking about mixtures and this, and they were wondering whether they would bring somebody to fly the person from another city to come and teach them mixtures. And he just looked at the things, asked of the ingredient when they showed him. He went back home and started checking some element and how they work, blah, blah, blah. And he went back the next day and said that he can do it. They said he should do it. He mixed something and so the thing worked. They were shocked. He said, in fact, anything they wrote in that thing, he can do it. He was not speaking by faith. He was doing it because he knew. Suddenly, he was being invited throughout Sokoto. Before you know, now he owns the biggest interior design, organization in that state. If you want to do any major project, it's him you call first. He has anything he wants, growing in it every day. He said to me, Pastor, I never knew that that thing we're doing in Otome Sukor will produce this kind of glory in my life. It is producing. One of our friends is in the US. He was so good with physics. He was in the Air Force. So good, they said, this one cannot just be here fighting Boko Haram. Let's take him to the US. They took him there. He went to the US. He still outclassed all of them. They now had to put him in charge of, you know, US guys. They did not allow him. They said, no, he's a Nigerian, but he's working from US. That's where he is now. He has not come to Nigeria for many years. Just the normal physics we're doing in school. A day of opportunity will come. Don't lose. See, Nigeria, forget all these people. You this mass, you know, blah, 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 blah. What have you used the mass for? Keep on doing it. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? There are people like that here. Some of you, passion for law. You just love law. So I love law. I love law. I love law. The Lord put the passion on your inside. The problem is if you just love law and don't love God, you are finished. You are under the law. You must love law and love God. What will make you useful is not the law, you know. It is a measure of what will make you useful, but not all. It's your knowledge of God that will make you useful. God wants you to use the law to take you to a place. Bring you to the center of law. Are you listening to me? Then with the anointing upon your life, you will rule there. You will rule with the anointing, not knowledge of a particular system. It's the anointing that gives you the ability to rule. Because when you get to that height, there are wicked forces that will rise. Satan wants those heights too. He wants men there. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? And they are paying the price in their realm. They are paying the price. That's why you see that somebody is just preaching before you know scandal. Somebody is singing so anointed before you know scandal. Satan doesn't want them to get to heights of influence. And everybody is looking at a person, this person, that's Satan. Are you all listening to me? I want to be a footballer, Pastor. I want to be a footballer. You are womanizing right now. Anything scared, your eye does not go away from it. God is seeing that. The reason why you have not become an international footballer is not because God hates you. He loves you so much. He doesn't want fornication to kill you. Because if he allows you at this level of your spirituality, you go there and die of HIV and AIDS. One season, you are dead. Because you will not be the one looking. You see the way you are toasting guys in Nigeria. They will be the one toasting you. Hi. And before you know, you are gone. So God, because he loves you so much, you say, let hunger. You will not die of hunger. Just be here. Be here. As long as your soul is preserved, be here. Because what can a man offer in what? Lastly, before we go, everybody here, I've heard statements like this. And how I wish, to a fair extent, is not true. I heard Mike Smuro one time, he was teaching and he said, great leaders, he was talking to leaders, he said, great men and women, what is that one thing that when we all know about, we'll be disappointed in your greatness. We'll have a doubt that you are great. We'll lose faith in your greatness. He said, what's that one thing that if we all know about? You know, everybody said, there's this statement, that this saying that says, we all have a skeleton in our cupboard. Not entirely true, but to an extent, many people are victims of that. Now he asked a question. He said, what is that one thing that if we all know, he's a great leader, in his words, make sure you kill it before it kills you. The Bible said, it says, mortify the desires of the flesh. Mortify it. Before he told you to mortify it, he gave you the ability that will help you to what? Mortify it. He said, you are not debtors to walk in the flesh, else you will die. He said, you are debtors to, by the Spirit, mortify the desires of your flesh. Kill it. Because one day, Satan will make that thing get unraveled. I had a story of a young man sounding well, but had one issue he never dealt with. One day when it got unraveled, he killed himself. Young, vibrant pastor killed himself in a city in this country. He couldn't bear the shame. He didn't deal with it. He now made somebody pregnant. When we heard the news, we were so shocked such a guy did such a thing. Because of the shame, he committed suicide. See that glory. If he probably never killed himself, God would have still used him more. But because of the shame, he killed himself. Cut short his destiny. Are you listening to me? I said, I can't share that with my pastor. It's still part of Spark Up. Because some of you, this is what you will do that God will start using you mightily. It is still part of Spark Up. I don't know, I can't share this with anybody. It's so unbelievable. There is nothing so unbelievable. The first way to solve the problem is to share it with your spiritual authority. The first way. I told my pastors one day, I called them, they can remember. I said, see all of you, I know you are pastors. So pastors. But listen, if you are struggling with something, if you have a problem nobody knows about, come and meet me. I promise you I will not be disappointed. It is when you hide it because of a stature you have before people. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Satan will just be deceiving you, a whole you. What do you think Prophet Simon will say? I promise you nothing. Prophet Simon would have been disappointed. I tell you, I will not. You, oh my God, tell me something. You know I'm excited. You've shared it. Meaning you want a change. You don't want this thing to what? Limit you. That's greatness. He that considered a sin is what? Destroyed. He's destroyed by it. But when you reveal a sin, you reveal it like this, you are free from it. We'll deal with it and remove it. Naked and not ashamed. Pastor, this is it. God, this is it. Say, I've told God that's enough. It's a lie. Go and meet your pastor. Are you listening to me? Because you've told God and you are still doing it. You meet your pastor, he hears it, he puts you through some spiritual exercise. Report to me every time, do this, do that, it will, see, it will die off. I was discipling somebody one day, I called him. On the day I called him, he wanted to commit the sin. I called him first time. I don't call people twice. And then called him again. And I said, call him. And then called again, he picked. I said, how are you? He said, fine, sir. I said, hope you are fine. Make sure you are praying. Don't allow the devil destroy you. Are you listening to me? He said, yes, sir. He says, sir, guess what? I'm about to commit that sin. You just call me. I said, you see? Watch out. Be careful. Because he confided. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Yes, he confided. Don't hide it. See the way people look at, oh, personally, pastor is not supposed to share it. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And if pastor know it, why are you ashamed? The Bible says, well, what? Perfect the saint. If we can perfect the saint, we have the hearts to hear the worst things. Shebi is when you have heard the worst that you can perfect. You can add everything together and perfect. Some people think that what they are coming to say is the worst. I've heard the worst before you came. You are behind. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
As pastors, we are prepared for these things. Glory to God forevermore. So don't allow people to give you names and titles and within you are dying. Take God serious. Meditate upon the word, abide in him, which is reciprocal to seeing or knowing him. And you know what? Continue. Focal point. Abide. Make it religious for now. Every day I must pray 1 hour. Don't joke with it. I bet you under heaven before we close. Many people looking at me right now, thinking they are worried about life. Oh, very worried. First, money is not coming. Blah 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 blah. Even in church now, they are thinking of money. Some of them are thinking about time. I need to go home. I need to go. They are not ready to subject themselves to algorithms, the things that will make them great. Remove those rubbish from their life. Listening to the word, mm-mm. Praying, mm-mm. Discipleship, mm-mm. Say discipleship, how is it? Mm-mm. You join the Batman, do you listen to the HOD? That's how discipleship in glory carries. That's how we disciple you. Are you listening to me? And you want to be great? How? Don't be proud. Come and sit down and learn.
Yes, sir.
In church, there are people that go, in fact, not just only pastor. Some of your friends will be doing better than you yet spiritually.
Yes,
you can be humble, go to them and learn.
Yes, sir.
I was teaching some leaders on Sunday after church. You see somebody better than you and you are envious. That's the devil. You rush and learn. Rush and learn. Are you listening to me? Don't be intimidated. You look at his sister in church. She's doing so sound. My wife is there every time. I have lady pastors. I have lady leaders. You see what you want. You have a struggling with. You rush. If you have that character, Satan will just leave this church. You know why? He knows there's no space for him. There's no space for him. If I just start something for that sister, they will go report me. If I start another thing, they'll go report me. But when you are hiding it, you say you want to deal it. He's dealing with you. You want to deal it. He's excited. Because he knows after service, you still go and continue. But if you unravel it, you are free from it. Are you listening to me tonight?
Yes, sir.
People of God, are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Do you feel blessed?
Yes, sir.
So don't allow anybody, don't allow the devil, don't allow yourself be a limitation to your life.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Do everything you've heard. Bow your heads and pray. And thank the Lord for his word. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed. Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed. From the rising of the sun to the setting, think about the things you've heard tonight. Your name is so Pray somebody, liba shombatia combatia tania namanzo. Pelika pande kapababosia bababaya. Reposia namamaya. Woo! Clabatia candebadaya bonsia ba. Lebregadia paria cabana cabaya barende belegada. Woo! A reposana mamabaya. I am like Christ on the earth, a spirit in a body, like Jesus. Glory to God, our rule and our reign. Hallelujah.
Rebo shana mama yakaba. I'm on top all the time. I always win. Hallelujah. Born again. Overcome the world. The greater one lives in me. Hallelujah. Rebo shana maya. Liga bom shia kabaya rabaya kayabo. The glory of God is on my inside. Through all of my beings. Flowing through all of my beings. From my head to my toe. Glory to God through my hands and fingers. Throughout all my body. Hallelujah. Lero shamana kabaya. Riana bakaboya. The Holy Ghost flowed through my words. In the name of Jesus. He's filling my heart. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I think through the Spirit. I have the mind of Christ. I have an excellent spirit. In the name of Jesus. Lero bashana mayakoya. I'm always advantaged. Never been disappointed in my life. Never will be disadvantaged. Never will be disadvantaged. If I thought so, Lord, forgive me for seeing you too small. You are not that small, Father. I have never been disadvantaged in my life. For I know that all things work together for my good. You work in all things for me. I'm in faith. I'm in faith. And all things, and I know all things, even these things right now, even these things right now. Woo! When I can't see it, He's working, because I pray in the Spirit, and I know what praying in the Spirit does. I speak mysteries, uttering mysteries, and that is why all things. Is my present help in times of all my need. And even right now, He's helping me behind the scene. He's helping me behind the scene. I may not see it, but He's helping me. Oh, He's helping me. And so I'm going to see a victory. I am seeing a victory at the end of the tunnel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Rebo shana mabaya koba siaro shana bata. Lerego siya barakandi arande bata diabonde. Larabo shia kabonde bababaya. Woo! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Rebo shana baya. Lido kabatia sonde balakara diayabosha. Glory to God! Glory! I'm advantaged always, 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 always. Never been disadvantaged. Woo! Glory to God! Glory to God! There may seem to be the enemy everywhere, everywhere, but I choose to see angels like Elisha. I choose to see the cloud of witnesses, even better than Elisha, in the name of Jesus. It may seem like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded. I'm surrounded by you. I'm surrounded by you, Jesus. By your angels. By the cloud of witnesses. Never been disadvantaged all my life. Lobranga dia paso balakaya. No, I can never be disadvantaged. Fight that evil thought. Fight it. Fight it with the word of God. Fight that evil thought. Subject that thought. No, I'm not suffering. No, no. I refuse to believe that lie. No. No. Adonai, manifest your soul. Shabakala rababa baba yakosi yabakaya. Shana mara katalia ponsi yapoli. Help can I be disadvantaged? How can I? Woo, 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 woo. Woo, 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 woo. Glory to God. Eba shana maya kabuya. Ribo shana baya. I may not have the chariot of kings, but I'm walking. I'm running with the speed of the Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. It may seem like you're ahead of me, but I'm coming with the speed of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to the Almighty. Lebo shana babaya. There's greatness in my DNA. Greatness in your DNA. You are greatness waiting to happen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Low self-esteem is dead. I am the Son of the Lord. I am the Son of God Almighty. Son of the Beloved. The Beloved of the Lord. Son of God Almighty. Lebo shana baya kobra ya diatonsi abalatosa. I have authority over angels, over demons, over principalities and powers. I'm seated with Christ, far above, far above. In the name of Jesus. Before I need them, they come. Before I need anything, it comes. Before I pray, He answers me. Manifest yourself. Shabo katalia panda katarabato shabarakai. I see dead dreams coming back alive. Dead dreams. Dead dreams. Pick up that dead dream. Pick it up. Pick that dead dream. Pick it up. There is a scent of water tonight. Birds are rising. Birds. Birds are rising. Dead dreams are coming back alive. Some of you who had dreams that died, pick it up. Yes, it is possible. Hey, the Lord is rising like an edifice on our inside tonight. Rising from our inside to the nations. Dead dreams comes alive in Christ. In Christ is always a new beginning. Always a new beginning. Forget about the former things. Forget about your mistakes. It is always a new beginning in Christ. Oh, Yanabakaba. I'm getting it done. I can get it done. I'm getting it done. I can get it done. I'm getting it done. The pictures in your heart, make them a cry of the Spirit tonight. The pictures in your mind, make them a cry of the Spirit tonight. Picture them and allow your spirit cry. in other tongues. You are not too small for that. You are not too small. Dream, somebody dream. Mighty Father, we worship you. Precious Jesus, our Savior, Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Holy Spirit, we wait. Holy Spirit, we have you now. For fire, we have you now. For fire, shana na mo kale makana nevalo si anande. Oh glory, oh power, I love you in my life. Consecration now. Someone is saying, Lord, give me this mountain, give me tech, give me education, give me, put me at the center so that tune me. Is somebody crying tonight? Is somebody saying, Lord, give me this mountain? Somebody pondering, is somebody pondering and wondering if the Lord can just leave this mountain to me. Leave it to me, Lord, and you will have no issues. For fire. I wish you see the fire of God on your eyes, some of you. It is clarity for vision. I see flames of fire on your eyes. Clarity for vision. I wish after this meeting, some of you will begin to see. To see the dreams ahead of you. Yayabalako babalata. Kapara diabalata. Ayayayayaya. I wish you can hear the voice of the Lord saying, like he said to Jeremiah, before I formed thee in your mother's womb, I'd known you to be. Lord, let fire rise tonight. Rabakaba yakaba baba. Let fire rise. Let fire rise. Is somebody pondering and saying, Lord, give me this mountain. Give me this mountain. Men in the Old Testament dared to ask for mountains, talk less of you in the new. Give me, Lord. Is there somebody with a large heart like Solomon saying, Lord, I receive this mountain. I am not too small for it. This big dream, I receive it. Lord, I'm not scared of height. I receive it. Is there somebody boldly praying, boldly confessing? Listen. The Lord said to me to say this. I just heard. He said, tell my people not to ponder on guilt, for the devil is a liar. You may not consciously be realizing that yet. Sometimes people can pray and speak words and dream so big because of past mistakes. He said, I just heard the Lord and I stopped the prayer. He said, tell my people not to be conscious of the past. Not to be conscious of any accusation from the enemy. He said, tell them to see who I've said they should be. He said, tell them to think big and dream big beyond their wildest imagination. Because I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all they can and ever think or imagine, according to my power at work in them. He said, say to my people to be as bold as a lion. Somebody, are you ready to pray? We want to pray for like 3 minutes in a fiery way. Are you listening to me? And if we're a shy person, remove that shyness. A timid person, I want to take this 5 minutes and pray. Don't see anything you have ever done in the past that was wrong. See the glory of God. See your future. See what God has said about you. I can feel the Holy Ghost within me. The Spirit of the Lord lives within. The Spirit of the Lord lives within. I can feel the Holy Ghost within me. The Spirit of the Lord lives within me. The Spirit of the Lord lives within me. I can feel the Holy Ghost within me. Hallelujah. 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 Mary said, how can these things be? And the angel of the Lord said to Mary, he said, I know the vision I've told you is a big one. He said, but the hand of the Lord is going to come upon you, and you shall give birth to our Savior Jesus. For big things to happen, the hand of the Lord has to come upon us. And tonight realize His hand is upon you, somebody. His hand is upon you. Somebody pray. I hear shofars in the spirit. Shofars in the spirit. Angels are worshiping with us right now. Lift your voice and pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.